Hello, my friend, and welcome to TFU News and Views. I am your host, Anthony Brucali, owner, operator, webmaster of TFU.info, host of this program, and Transformers University, our sister program. You can find that on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, wherever fine podcasts are made available. Today, we are going to talk a little bit about some of the interesting news that broke over the weekend. And we're going to speculate a little bit about what we might see at Toy Fair. So this is kind of going to be a combination of things. So the first thing I want to talk about is the packaging leak of Studio Series Deluxe Bumblebee. And that leads into some speculation from earlier in the week that the Generations line was going away. But it looks like the Generations line is going to morph into the Studio Series line. A couple of interesting things to notice about the packaging for this figure without even commenting on the figure, which is the Bumblebee body type from the first movie, though. It's a new toy, and it transforms into a 76 Camaro. Just noting on the packaging, a couple of really, really interesting things that we're going to see probably at Toy Fair. The packaging, one, bears both Hasbro's logo and Takara Tomy's logo, which says to me that it'll be available universally in the United States and in Japan with no perceivable changes between the two toys. And the second and the bigger thing to me is that the Generations logo is stamped on the upper corner of this box, which means the Generations line will continue regardless of whatever this Evergreen line that we've been hearing rumors about, regardless of whatever Authentics or Cyberverse is, that Generations will at least continue as part of this Studio Series branding. Now, another interesting thing I noticed from the photos that have cropped up, and a big shout out to the folks at tformers.com for posting these photos, and BWTF Ben at BWTF.net for also sharing these, that the back of the box notes that the Bumblebee figure, and I guess probably all of the deluxe class figures, come with a backdrop and what appears to be a figure stand. So there'll be ways to display these figures outside of the packaging with the interior packaging. And that's interesting to me, the clearly a collector-aimed notion, despite what some people have been asserting on Twitter and various places in social media. Also of note is the other three figures shown in the cross cell on the back of the box. And boy, do I like the fact that there are cross cells on these. And that really makes me happy. And it looks like they're all deluxe class cross cells on the back. But it looks like we'll be getting a Decepticon Stinger from the Age of Extinction film. Crowbar, which I want to say was Revenge of the Fallen. No. Dark of the Moon. Dark of the Moon sounds right for Crowbar. This is why I run this website. This is why I do my podcast, because I need help remembering these things sometimes. And what looks to be a Ratchet from the movie series, who was fairly consistently green throughout. Also interesting to think about here, Decepticon Stinger, for the most part, as being a character model in the movie Age of Extinction, was just a red version of Bumblebee with a different head, which makes me wonder if this is a pre-tooling for an eventual Age of Extinction Bumblebee in this line. So that is pretty much everything we need to know so far about this movie Studio Series packaging. It also is interesting that the wording on the back of the box says build the cast. So clearly it is aimed at people collecting characters from the movies. Thinking about Generations, things we may see as far as Transformers Generations goes. The other big news story of today was there was briefly an Amazon listing for an exclusive deluxe blast-off with Prime Master Megatronus. And that fits into the same things we saw with Repugnus and Headmaster RC, or Titan Master RC, I should say. Those were Toys R Us exclusives. But these exclusives that tend to get launched at an event, you know, with Repugnus, it was New York Comic Con. It was while I was watching the Transformers panel that they announced, and I ordered it off my phone while I was watching it. Hasbro has done this at Toy Fair as well in previous years with Marvel doing the Avengers roleplay, the Iron Man helmet and the Captain America replica shield that they went up on Amazon day of while we were in the panel at New York Toy Fair. And they also did it last year with the 40th anniversary 6-inch Star Wars figures. So it appears that this year Transformers is probably going to be getting their turn at doing this kind of promotion. So, and it's probably going to be the Blastoff figure, which, if you're unfamiliar with the figure, it is the Unite Warriors Blastoff mold, which was not available here in the United States. It was eventually retooled into Strafe in the Combiner Computron box set and released here, but it was never released here otherwise as Blastoff, which was released as an airplane when they made the Combiner Wars Bruticus. So what else can we expect to see at New York Toy Fair in regards to Transformers? So let's finish out Power of the Primes. Probably everything from that leak that came out several months ago. But we'll see these things in person, most likely. We'll probably see Predaking. And chances are, you might see official pictures of Predaking before we even get to New York Toy Fair. They did it with Devastator, I believe. USA Today or IO9 or Nerdist. Someone might have pictures, or, you know, the movie line might be the focus for Hasbro going forward. You might see something, but chances are you're going to see something this week, Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday. I would almost guarantee it. I would almost be willing to put money on it that some big news outlet will have information about the Transformers stuff we're going to see at Toy Fair ahead of us being at Toy Fair. Now, that's not to say they're going to have everything, because they won't, but that is certainly usually something that can catch a headline for Hasbro. We should see the rest of the Power of the Primes deluxes, which would be all of the female Autobots. Some of those have already started to show up in stores, but we should see the combined mode as well, and maybe even get a combiner name, hopefully. And maybe even we can, you know what, I'm marking it down now. I'm going to ask about a combiner name for Starscream, and if there was one in the works, and if there is any sort of official name. We should also see the Terracons in combined form, the Voyager Inferno that had leaked, and who knows, maybe we'll even see or hear something about Rung. Now, whenever in past years, whenever I've asked John Barber, or whenever someone has asked John Barber about IDW, he drops names, and he drops names in general to upcoming toys as a kind of a way to tell us these are coming, but he can't say they're coming. That's just my read of him. Now, that's nothing anyone has ever told me, but when he would say Overlord a lot, we eventually got Overlord. When he said Nautica a lot, we eventually got Nautica. The last couple of times we've chatted, he has mentioned Rung. So my personal belief is that Rung should be either revealed at New York Toy Fair or hinted at again at New York Toy Fair. You know, we may also see what Hasbro has planned for store exclusives for Transformers. And for the retailer exclusives, the one thing I see that could possibly happen is a Generation 2 set. We're coming up on, let's see, 93, 25 years of Generation 2. Well, since Generation 2. And those would be fun to see. Now, don't forget, most of what we've gotten in the last year from the tail end of Titans Return and the front end, of Power of the Primes all resembles things that we had gotten in 93 as part of the beginning of Generation 2. So stick with me here. Generation 2, the early waves of Generation 2, we had Optimus Prime, right? We had a Megatron. Aside from them, there was Starscream. There was Starscream and Ramjet, okay? Share mold, but for the most part, they came out. We had three of the Dinobots, Grimlock, Slag, and Snarl. We had Beachcomber. We had Bumblebee. We had Inferno. We had Jazz. All part of recent releases, mostly in Power of the Primes. So could we see a G2 set based around three of the Dinobots, or all five of the Dinobots, with two of the other two coming in the unreleased colors that were planned. Check out TF Wiki for that. It's certainly floating around. Oh yeah, and Sea Spray was the other one in that beginning wave. So we could see Sea Spray, Beachcomber, Bumblebee in G2 colors. Inferno, which wasn't really G2 colors, never really had them. There's a couple possibilities for him. Could be remolded as Grapple, could be remolded as Load Hauler, or he could just be substituting as, you know, the Guard City main body. Whatever the case may be, there's a good setup here for a very well-planned G2 box set. And what else can we see? Chances of us seeing Bumblebee movie stuff, the more I think about it, the less likely it is. So the movie's release date is in December. It's right before Christmas. It's December 21st, first day of winter. And that doesn't seem likely. So last year, I think they teased a little bit of what we were going to see from a Thor Ragnarok, and that had a November release date. I mean, I would say it's less than 50-50 that we could see something from the Bumblebee movie as far as merchandise goes, but you never know. Additionally, we'd most likely, hopefully, get information on Authentics or this Evergreen line, or if they're the same thing. I feel like it's the same thing. Evergreen is just a good term. That's why a lot of people use it in quotes. Evergreen, from my experience, so in the media profession, in television and local news, Evergreen is something you can use at any time. So, for example, your local news probably has a story or a series of stories where they go out to local schools for whatever it is, an arts program, something that's not time sensitive. So they bank those and then they use them as they need to fill time or they need to plug into the show. That's Evergreen. And then they can reuse them later as reruns or something along those lines. That's Evergreen. Something that isn't really trapped by date. So for example, Titans Return wouldn't fit into Evergreen because the play pattern is very specific to Titans Return, but a Transformer that goes from one mode to another mode, and that's it, and has the basic look of Optimus or Bumblebee, that's Evergreen. So for me, that feels like this quote-unquote Evergreen line is probably Authentics. It's probably the same thing, but we could see something for Cyberverse. We could see toys for Cyberverse, even though they're 2019 plans. And the show is late 2018, I believe. So there's chances are it's out before the Bumblebee movie. You'll probably see something in front of that, ahead of that. Now, Rescue Bots Academy, on the other hand, I don't know. Kind of hoping to see something for that, particularly Female Whirl. If I see it, you know I'm going to be tweeting it out. So keep an eye on my Twitter, at TFU_info. Also, if you're having trouble finding my Facebook or Twitter pages, they're linked from every page at tfu.info. They're in the navigation at the top. So you can just go to tfu.info and click the Facebook or Twitter icons and get to where you need to go. Lastly, I'm wondering, since there seems to be so much Takara-Hasbro cooperation between Power of the Primes and this next arm of Generation Studio series, I'm wondering if that Han Solo Chewbacca Millennium Falcon crossover figure, I'm wondering if we're going to see that as part of the Solo movie line. So that is one more thing to keep an eye out for. If you hadn't listened to the last episode, it was off topic. And sometimes I know some people like to just not listen to things that are off topic. So if you avoided that episode, I mentioned it there and I'm going to mention it again today. Good chance you might see that as well. And that will wrap things up for this episode. More thoughts on Toy Fair as the week goes by. Don't forget, Saturday, February 17th, that afternoon, Eastern Standard Time, I will be at Toy Fair. I believe everything kicks off at 1 p.m. Eastern. I'll be tweeting before that on my train ride in to New York City and from outside of the venue. So please be sure to follow me at TFU_info on Twitter, Facebook.com/TFUINFO, Instagram TFU.info, as we cover Toy Fair 2018 from the Hasbro Fan Media event. And if you got any thoughts, you have any questions, you have anything you want me to ask the Transformers team at Hasbro or any team at Hasbro, drop me a line. Hit me up on social media. Send me an email, info@tfu.info, and I'll do my best to convey your question. See ya.